challenge we've ever faced.
Al Gore's Nobel Peace Prize puts him in the company of such human rights activists as Iranian Shirin Ebadi and more controversial winners like Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. In 1973, Henry Kissinger won, along with North Vietnamese leader Lê Duc Tho, who turned down the prize, saying his country was not at peace. But is the prize principally about peace, or is the committee also making a political statement? The answer? Politics play a big role. In 2002, when former President Carter won, the Nobel Committee chairman said the award should be interpreted as a criticism of the line that the current U.S. administration has taken in international politics. In selecting Gore and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the committee said it wants to increase focus on efforts to protect
the world's future climate and thereby to reduce the threat to the security of mankind.
Many environment experts do see these efforts as critical for peace.
The committee has recognized that climate change, if unchecked, will be a cause of conflict in the future.
The British newspaper The Guardian says drought helped spark the conflict in Sudan, making it likely the first climate change war. Still, there are plenty of peace activists worldwide. Who was Gore's competition, and how does the committee decide? They don't want us to know.
And again, thank the Nobel Committee.
You have to be invited to nominate someone, and the five-member panel appointed by the Norwegian Parliament keeps its work top secret, including, the committee says, investigations and opinions related to the award of a prize. Now, while it is a huge honor, the Nobels don't necessarily add a lot of fuel to the efforts that they're highlighting. One good example, in 1991, Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi won, but she spent most of the following years in detention in her country. And to this day in Myanmar, people are fighting for basic rights and freedoms. Josh Lev, CNN, Atlanta.